Hey yo, yo, what up, people? It's your boy Terry the Rap Man, aka Joe Spasm, the Carpenter of Lagos, hip hop's baby boy, and you're listening to the Local Talk Podcast with Double Six. Alright? Keep it up.
Hello, everyone. My name is Double Six, and this is the Local Talk Podcast. How are you guys doing today? Yes, I know COVID-19, that is all we hear about in the news, on social media, from your friends and loved ones and enemies and cats and dogs. I mean, everybody's just talking about the coronavirus. Yes, it has affected not just people's health, but their businesses as well, which is why in today's episode of the Local Talk Podcast, I will be talking about five actions you can take to survive the recession. More specifically, five actions your business can take to survive the recession. So, for those who don't know what a recession is, basically an economic recession is a, how do I put this? A business cycle contraction where economic activity is significantly reduced. Yes, in a recession, there is a reduced demand for goods and services and a widespread drop in consumer spending. What this basically means is during a recession, consumers don't have that kind of money to burn. Yes, consumers don't spend money anyhow. Then they use their head when then they spend their money. In a recession, they basically buy what they need instead of what they want. For instance, you need food, so you could buy a bag of rice instead of a bottle of Hennessy in the club. I'm sure you get what I'm trying to say. So let's get right into it. Five actions your business can take to survive the recession. First thing you need to do is to start making plans to boost your business right now. Yes, start making plans to boost your business right now. Everything that has ever been achieved by anyone started off with a plan. A plan will guide you accordingly. It will give you a direction or a path to follow. So, I don't know the kind of business you run. There are too many types of businesses out there, but you know the kind of business you run. So you have to come up with a plan to boost your business right now. Get a pen and a paper, you know, write out all the important aspects of your business and think about the things you could put in place right now that can help you boost your sales, you know, and increase the overall value of your business. It could be special offers, price reductions, you know, to attract more customers, or maybe just increase your social media presence by the way of advertising and whatnot. But whatever it is, you need to make a plan. If you don't run your business alone, you have partners, you need to sit down with your partners and you know, make the plans together, exchange ideas, and think of ways to, you know, boost the value of your business. All right, before this recession like literally kicks you in the balls, you dig? So the second thing you need to do with your business is to reposition your business offerings. Yes, reposition your business offerings. What I'm trying to say here, or what I'm trying to ask, is what does your business offer? What is your brand about? There are so many answers to this question, but you know, you just need to ask yourself, does your business provide goods and services that people need, or goods and services that people want? Remember, there is a big difference between needs and wants, all right? Remember, also, in a recession, people spend money on what they need and not what they want. This is not to say that people just, you know, can't just go out and buy stuff that they don't really need, you know. But yeah, majority of the people are going to spend their money on the things that they need as opposed to the things that they want. So you need to reposition your business offerings and find a way to reformat your business into providing goods and services that people will need instead of what they want. By doing this, you can ensure that you can still sell your goods, sell your services, all right, as far as people need them. If they don't need them, then I'm sorry to say, but you are going to lack customers in a recession because they spend money on what they need, all right? A simple example is this. I think I mentioned it before. Can't remember. People need food, so they'll rather buy a bag of rice than a bottle of Hennessy. And I'm speaking for the masses. Okay, so number three. Third thing you need to do is to shift your target audience. Keep in mind that in a recession, the general economy will suffer. This doesn't mean that every individual will suffer. You know, there are still a lot of well-to-do guys out there, well-to-do women out there, well-to-do businesses out there. They might not be affected so much by the economic recession. All right, so I think these are the kind of guys you need to go for. And that is what I mean by shifting your target audience, all right? Try and establish business relationships with people who are not going to be so affected by the economic recession. People who will still have spending power during the recession. Yes, I said it before, during an economic recession, a lot of people don't have money, you know, to spend on trivial stuff, all right? But there are those who still have a lot of money to spend on anything they want. They are not a majority. They're probably less than 5%, maybe more. I'm not too sure about the figure, but, you know, just retarget your audience and lean towards those kind of people who have money to spend. You could offer them good rates, probably sell your goods slightly cheaper than what they could get elsewhere, render services at a discount, all right, in a way that you can still make some good money for yourself. But, you know, your offer just has to be attractive because they probably have the guys that they buy from already. All right. But all in all, retarget your audience to people who will still have spending power during a recession. Because like I said, it's not everybody that's going to go broke during the recession. Yeah. All right. Dangote, you know, I mean, if Dangote is the only customer you have, you're probably going to be a millionaire during the recession. All right, you dig? Number four, cut down your prices. Yes, cut down your prices. In a recession, inflation is usually common. People's prices keep spiking up and spiking up and spiking up. But you could actually do the opposite. You know, just cut down your prices a little bit, not so much. Let me give you a simple example. Let's say, for instance, you're a baker and it costs you, let's say, 150 naira to bake a loaf of bread, and you sell that loaf of bread for 300. All right, it costs you 150 naira to bake a loaf of bread, and you sell that loaf of bread for 300. You could cut down your price a little bit, probably by 50 naira. So if it costs you 150 naira to bake a loaf of bread and you sell it for 250 naira, you are still going to make a profit of 100 naira per loaf. Oh, fine. You're losing 50 bucks on the 300 you used to sell before. But this is a recession. Like I said, the majority of people will not have spending power. Imagine if everybody in your neighborhood, every baker rather, in your neighborhood sells their bread for 300 and you're selling yours for 250. The same quality, you know, the same taste, great flavor. Who do you think they are going to buy from? You. You are 50 bucks cheaper. All right. So that's number four. Number five, my final point. Manage your fucking finances and cut down unnecessary cost. This is a no-brainer. In an economic recession, you don't have that kind of money to be throwing around up and down. Yes, you're still a boss, but you know, bosses have to make those tough decisions too. Unfortunately, in a recession, job losses are common. All right. So if you run a business and you have non-producing members of staff, I'm sorry to say this, but you just have to let them go. Because who do I use? Okay, let's say a driver. You have a driver, for instance, for your business. Your company is not making that kind of money anymore because of the recession. Then why pay a driver? I mean, you could just drive yourself to work. All right. If the driver handles deliveries, you could drive your car and make the deliveries yourself. If you have a cleaner who cleans your office, or he cleans your workspace, man, for God's sake, clean it yourself. All right. What I'm saying seems harsh. Sounds kind of harsh. Yeah, but that's business for you. What will be very harsh is after your driver and your cleaner, who you refused to let go of, they do their work up until the end of the month and you don't have the money to pay them their salaries. I think that will be 10 times harsher than letting them go in the first place. All right. I don't want anybody to lose their jobs. You know, they have responsibilities to take care of. They have families to feed and all that. But that's just the truth of the matter. Cut down unnecessary costs. If you use cable in your office, nah, you don't have to watch Nat Geo Wild in the office. I mean, stop paying cable. Just go to work, you know, produce, make the money you can make, go back home, cut down unnecessary costs. If you have non-producing members of your team, like I said, it's unfortunate, but you just have to let them go because your business really cannot afford to pay staff like that salaries. The members of your team who produce, who are vital to the running of the business, you can retain them. But the ones who are not, like the drivers and the cleaners, you know, and silly stuff like cable, DSTV bills, blah blah blah, in the office, you don't really need that. You could drive yourself, you could clean your office by yourself. That will save you some money on salaries. The money you could have spent on salaries, you could use it for something else, something more tangible. All right. So that's it. I've come to the end of this podcast. Five things your business can do to survive the recession. Yeah, some of them may seem harsh. Yeah. But yeah, that is the world that we live in. All right. Whatever you do, stay safe and be good. My name is Double Six, and this has been the Local Talk Podcast. I'll see you guys soon enough. Peace.
This is a Double Six production.